Continuing with Mishnah Berurah, Hilchos Tzitzis, Simen Ches, Sif Yud. Im loy veish talis katan ba'od she'en yodav nikios. So if a person puts on the talis katan while their hands are still not clean, yobashen b'lo v'racha. So you put it on but don't make the bracha. Because she'yito yodav, then when you wash, you mashmeish b'tzitzis, v'yvarech alav, then you touch your tzitzis that you've been wearing already, and then you'll make the bracha. Oh, kishe yobash talis acher, when you put on another talis, your talis gadol, yivorech alav, yichavin liftor gamezeh. So you have in mind, when making your bracha on your talis gadol, that will put to the talis katan as well. Ve'in tzarech l'mashmesh betitzios shel rishon. And then you don't have to actually touch the strings. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out in Sif Katan Chav Gimel, yimashmesh betitzis, uvezeh yechashev ketzas ki'ilu lov shoaz. It's like it's considered that you're putting it on now, since you're adjusting the strings. Normally, we've learned that one makes the bracha right before one puts on, does the mitzvah, does the maisa. Here it's a little bit different. Mishum dakati gavra chazi. The gavra, the person cannot yet make the bracha at this point in time. You find a similar concept by a ger, so they make the bracha after their toivul in the mikvah, because again, akati gavra lo chazi. In Sivkat and Chavuk Dalid, v'yichavin liftor, so you have in mind to pot to this. V'hochi nohu bizmaneinu, this is the minhag that we do in our times. V'varech al talas gadol, v'chavin liftor bezeh talas katan. You have in mind to exempt that the brach l'satif petitis should go on your talas katan as well. V'hochi adif tfeh mimash nohagin ezeh noshim, this is better than what some people do. Shemavarechin al talas katan, they make the brach on the talas katan. Al mitzvah tzitzis. V'tekev, and immediately after, v'varech on the talis gadol, and a second later, they go ahead and go to make on the bracha on their talis gadol. Shigomim bracha she'in etzricha, it's unnecessary. V'od, more than that, afili im yafsig zman ruba, being talis katan legadol, even if there's a long break, you put on your talis katan at home, and then your talis gadol in shul, kalapamim ein roi l'varech alav, v'ein pasuach rubo. Also, by talis katan, as we learned that the sides, majority of it has to be split, and that's not always necessarily the case by your talis katan. Oh, dehu katan mehashir shmavur lakam b'simin tezayin, or your talis katan is smaller than the required amount. Oh, dehu yoshim bo belaylo, or you slept in it. The dirshu brings down mikoch tam and elu. For this reason, kosev shalom zaman orbach she somchim b'mei haslicho shel levorich al hatalis katan. We don't make the bracha on the talis katan. Afal pi sheyesh shihui gadol bein levisha talis katan levisha talis gadol. Even though there is necessarily a long break between that, we nevertheless do not go ahead and make a bracha on our talis katan. Okay, let's go on to Yud Aleph. Ika mitzvahs talis katan lelov sho al begodov. Kedei shetamid yirehu v'yizkor hamitzvos. So the place for wearing the talis katan is above one's clothing, so that you should always see it, and you remember the mitzvos. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Chaf Hei, Al begodav, k'sovim isa v'talis, katan tachas begodav. That the talis katan should be underneath your clothing. In the Dirshu, in my version 25, L'bir halach l'kaman, k'sov shemin hagin l'leches, tomi b'talis katan tachas ha-begodim. The meaning is to walk with, to go with your talus under talus katan underneath your clothing, under your shirt. Uvedinim and hagos huvash chaznish hayanohig lilbosh es hatzitzis al hakisonas. So he would wear, the chaznish would wear it over his clothing. Back in the Mishnah Berurah, the cost of hamogin avram da alko panim tzarech shiu hatzitzis mibachut. Even if you're going to wear your beged underneath your shirt, the tzitzis should be sticking out. Not like the people who put their tzitzis into their the edges. So in the diagrams in Pe'er Halacha, they show that it had like a little pocket where the tzitzis would stick out. So like would fold it back in so it didn't stick out at all. But those who have to go around with the Gentiles, so then they're fine with this. But then once you make the bracha, you megulim kedei hilich daladamos. At least they should be out for the time it would take to walk 7 feet 3 inches. Chavav yirehu, so you could see your tzitzis. Kam lichsiv reisim oso uzachartem. You should see it, which is presumably referring to the Techeles, and then you'll remember all the mitzvos. Va'osan hanoshim hamesimin hatzitzis b'michnasayim shalehem. Those people who put their tzitzis into their pants. Lo dai shema limin einehem imay dechsev or isim oso zechartem. It's bad enough that they take away their eyes when it says you should see the tzitzis. O mevazin heines hamitzvos Hashem yizborach. But they're mevazin, they don't take seriously, they're denigrating Hashem's mitzvos. Vasidin hein litain es hadin alzeh. They'll have to give an accounting. So why did you put your tzitzis into your pants? We said about those who walk around working in a non-Jewish environment. That's when it's allowed to be putting your tzitzis inside the corner pocket. But if they wouldn't get a gift from a king, and it had the king's name was engraved on that gift. You want to show it off to everybody. So then, kal v'chomer betitzis, shemerames al shem melech malchei hamalachim hakadosh baruch hu. There's a hint here to the shem Hashem. Kilakam and simon chavdal tzifei. Kama miskabed ha'adam hanoisei shemo alav. How honorable is the person who carries Hashem's name with him? For amr chazal hazar b'mitzvah tzitzis zoich le'roy p'nei hashchina. One who's careful with the mitzvah of tzitzis will be privileged to see the Pnei HaShechina. Mashma min haksuvim implies that Yehudim sheyisha'aru la'eis kitz, those who will be around when Mashiach comes, you mitzuyonim b'mitzvah zu, they will be distinguishable from this by this mitzvah. Kamashik tichsiv, as it says, uvo asora noshim yikol l'shonos ha'goyim ve'cheziku b'kanaf ish Yehudi. So 10 goyim are going to come to grab on to each edge of the Jew's garment. Now, while it does say that your tzitzis should be exposed, there are many fine Jews who do not wear their tzitzis out. Rabbi Willig does not wear his tzitzis out. I've heard in the name of Rav Schechter that when it says that one's tzitzis should be worn out, that does not necessarily mean that it is visible to the outside eye. Person likes to wear a bekesha, so that does not mean the wearing the tzitzis out means that the tzitzis have to go below the length of the bekesha, so everybody can see that. Those can wear the tzitzis out, wrap it around the belt loop, many different minhagim as to whether or not one decides to wear their tzitzis out or not. Continuing now in Sif Yud Beis, im yesh lo kama begodim shel arba kanfos, kulam chayv mitzitzis, im lavashim kulam below hefsek. So, if a person would have many articles of clothing that are chayv in tzitzis, and you put them all in one shot, and you had in mind to cover all them, then you make one bracha. But if you would interrupt between them, you would have to make a bracha on each and every single one. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Chav Zayin, Kulam Chayavim Roitze Loimar, Im Lov Sham Kulam, if you put them all on. Aval Im Munachim Betevaso Peturim, if they're sitting in your drawer, then you don't have to put tzitzis on them. Dekai Melon Tzitzis Chovas Gavro Velo Chovas Mana. It's Machloikis Gemara in Menachos discusses is the chiv on the object itself, is on the person who's wearing it. So if I just have a four-corner garment sitting in my drawer, I am not obligated to put tzitzis on that. If I'm wearing a four-corner, it's a chovas galvra, I need to put tzitzis on it, right? Kilkam and Simon Yuvtes. Chavches, Mavzik Benehem, if you had an interruption. Hainu Behefsek Godol, a large interruption. Shu Bichlal Hesech Hadas, your mind was diverted and started thinking about something else. Aval B'shiyah Zman Ma, Pesach Mogen Avram, B'shar Echonim, L'kam and Simen, Reish Vav, D'shtika Lo HaShchashiva, Hefsoka B'dievid. So just by waiting, but not speaking, then it's okay, that's not considered a Hefsek. Vafilu imsho harbe yoisim echle dibur, even if it's longer than a few seconds. The imsach benehem, and if you actually spoke, so then it depends. Im haya hadibur letzarech levisha, if you spoke because it was related to the mitzvah of putting on your tzitzis, kino jomer, tenuli begi lilvosh, go get my tzitzis from me, go hand them over to me, v'chai gavda, anything like that, so pshita, it's obvious, to ain't tzarech lachsu levorech, you don't have to make a new bracha. Aval, but If you spoke not for the sake of putting on your tzitzis, so yesh deos ben aposkim. So there's a machlokis. V'das mechab l'kamen simin yud gimel magen avram harbim min achronim ha'poskim d'lafilu sicha ba'alma gamkin havi bichlal hefsek le'inyan zeh. So these all say that yeah, speaking is a hefsek. And what is the how much speaking has to be done? The Dish who says afilu teva achas, even one little word. Aval yesh min achronim shepos. Since you don't have to go back and make a bracha, it's like you spoke by a meal. You shouldn't put yourself in a situation as a doubt whether you have to make the bracha or not. Therefore, hiskim ha prima godim. Therefore, you should be careful not to speak. But if you did speak, you do not have to go back and make another bracha. Much more so, she is not to have a large break to also ligron bracha she'en etzricha, because it's prohibited to cause yourself to make an unnecessary bracha. The Dishu says mashmir l'shalma. This implies she iser bracha she'en etzricha. That prohibition of making an unnecessary bracha is chomer tefei, is more strict. Me suffik iser ki a mitzvah below bracha than the suffik of doing the mitzvah without making the bracha on it. Okay, we will stop here for today.